That's all we've been headed for. Keep going, the business needs me.
Thank you for being there for me and you on those that I could not see. And I want to tell you this, I need you, oh, to guide me, Lord, every day. Yes, I do, I tell the Lord. Try to make it.
Save my soul, made me whole. kept blessing me. When my friends, they turned their back on me, saved my soul, made me whole, showed me things I didn't know. And I'm the victory. Come on, if you know it's been good, somebody wave your hand. Anybody just wave your hand. Y'all don't mind, listen. Job was sick for so long till the flesh fell from his bones. His wife came running to him, cause your God died. But Job looked at the woman, then he looked up toward the sky. He said, I'm glad that I've got it. Anybody know it?
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One, and it's always my pleasure to come back to you to bring to you the very finest in gospel music around the world, 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and before we get started, let's lift him up, give God praise, give him glory. Because he's worthy to be praised, huh? Look, I don't know about you, but I have joy, that unspeakable joy, huh? That make you want to just keep on lifting him up, keep talking about him, keep praising him in spite of what it look like, what it may be like, what it may seem like. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody said, I receive strength when I talk about the goodness of Jesus. We've got a great program lined up for you. I want to remind those of you, you can catch the wave simply by going to our public figure on Facebook, our public figure page on Facebook, by simply going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or you can join us with your mobile phone live 7 days a week simply by dialing 347-215-8049. I'm about to say it, I'm ready to run to see what the end gonna be. Because, look, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that presses, he that endures to the end. Back with more great gospel music.
Jesus Christ.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI. Music. Here's the sounds of Georgia Johnson and Deliverance here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station. 25 minutes after the hour. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's Georgia Johnson and Deliverance. Here's Reverend Mel Williams. From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. started first on the way.
I keep on joining. Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain. Oh, I'm patiently waiting and watching for the sake.
It's around about 16 minutes to the top of the hour. And look, when the gate swing open, look, that's going way back, huh? Yeah, I can remember that song back during the time when I was a little boy and my grandmother and grandfather, they used to play that song years ago, and they used to sing that in the church a lot years ago, huh? Can you recall that, huh? Well, look, we want to thank those of you just locked in. You're locked into the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we play the very best in gospel music.
Bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus. Oh, with a real Christian. Hey. Come on, put your hands up. God is able.
think Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
He's on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
Jesus is on the main line.
Tell him what you want.
You can call him. Yeah, yeah.
Tell him what you want.
Charles, help me tell you.
Tell
me.
got to do to get a hold to him, I'll give you this advice. Just go down on your knees. Go down on your knees. Go down and 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 go down.
Coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and I want to tell Jesus, huh? Don't you want to tell him all about it? Ain't on a beautiful morning, and look, those of you, look at your neighbor and look at him and tell him, I love the Lord. We'll be right back right after this. Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave at ABD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bishop Neil Robertson hanging out at the Blackberry Camp. We got a message for you straight from heaven. The devil been telling you some stuff. And all it is lies. We come to tell you the truth. That miracle you've been waiting for. That breakthrough you've been waiting for. The Lord told me to tell you this right here. Listen at this. That blessing you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
That blessing you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
That blessing you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
The time. I need you to know that dove you've been praying for.
It's on the way.
That dove you've been praying for.
It's on the way.
That dove you've been praying for.
It's on the way.
That dove, baby.
Yeah. It's on the way.
Come on. Yeah. Lean over and tell your neighbor. I want to remind remind you of something. That is, hold on to your dream because
it's on the way.
Put on your shouting shoes. Pick up your tambourine. And that's going to touch a little while here. That blast you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
That blast you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
That blast you've been waiting for.
It's on the way.
Just how
they.
Well.
It's on the way.
Come on. Everybody, put your hands together. Clap them like you love. Clap them like you've been born again. Do anybody here love Jesus? Come on, clap your hands. I'm feeling good now. We got to go to church here. Listen here. You got to claim, believe, receive,
become.
Neil Robeson, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. We've got more music just like that headed your way. Want to remind those of you, today we're going to want to salute three pioneers who have promoted quartet music around the area here in North Carolina for many years, and many of you know them. And one of the three, Brother Jane Thomas. Brother Jane Thomas was the radio host and CEO of WLLE. He promoted quartet music in this area for many, many years, and many people know Brother Jane Thomas. We certainly miss him. Also in this area is a wonderful promoter, and it's gone on also Brother Dickie Harris. Brother Dickie Harris out of Henderson, North Carolina. He promoted quartet music for many years and brought major artists in, as well as Brother Jane Thomas did in Raleigh, North Carolina. And one of the other major promoters in the area we salute is Brother Ike Hargrove. Brother Ike Hargrove from Henderson, North Carolina. He's gone on as well. And those three men brought quartet music in the area of North Carolina, and they brought some major, major artists back to back. And I'm telling you, they were fantastic. All of the groups that participated during the time, they brought them in. So we salute once again Brother Jane Thomas, Brother Ike Hogrow and Brother Dickie Hurst, promoters that the legacy of quartet music lingers on. We want to thank those of you and want to remind those of you, you can catch the wave 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 13 hours a day, that foot stomping, toe tapping, thigh slapping, praising the Lord, Holy Ghost feel, fire, and much more right here on the NFI. And we don't want you to forget, it's the word also on the NFI. Now, let's go back with more great gospel music, feeling good, feeling fine. Somebody say glory, hallelujah.
Can't. Bye.
That's the Iceman himself, Lee William, and the Spiritual QZs coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet station in the world. As we continue with more great gospel music, here's the Reverend Mel William, just a closer walk with thee. Come on, clap your hand with us. Come on now, let's do it.
Walk with thee, pray it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. But the
gospel music at its best. The way you in A D T.
So glad you died for me. I'm so glad you shed your blood for me. I'm so glad you rose for me. Your blood just for me. So glad you rose for me, sweet Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, sweet Jesus. Help me sing,
Jesus.
Right at the bottom of the hour, and that means we're going to have to take a pause for the call for the station ID. When we come back, it's on. It's more great gospel music right here on the NFI.
When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me,
it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. The wave in ABD.
The Bible says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So many of our Christians today, if they will admit it, they will tell you that Satan has stolen one thing or the other from them. You may even know of someone that used to sing their favorite song, but for some reason or another, they don't sing it anymore. Well, I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their song. You may know of someone that used to shout and dance all over the church. No longer do they shout and dance anymore. I would suggest to you that Satan has come in and stolen away their shout, their dance, and maybe even their joy. But I want somebody that's under the sound of my voice, somebody that has experienced the thievery of Satan, to know that I'm serving notice to the devil today, that we're on our way down to his camp, and we're not just taking back one or two things, we're not just taking back some of the things, but we're taking back everything that is stole from us. And I want Satan to know something. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me.
I'm taking back my
song,
my dance,
my
joy, and my peace. I'm taking back.
I'm taking back
everything that the devil stole from me. I'm taking back.
Joy of the Lord. I got something to tell you. I got something to say. We all got to stand in that judgment one day. Might as well get ready. You've got an answer for all you've done. Can't nobody stand there for you, talking about no one. See, you know what? Mother can't
stand for you.
Father can't
stand for you.
Sister can't, not even
your brother.
You gotta stand,
stand there,
right there,
personally,
right
personally,
there, right
personally,
there. You
stand
gotta
there,
stand right there, right
personally,
there, right there. Listen, don't let nobody fool you, telling you when you did, you done. Because after this grace, there's a judgment that's sure to come. Every knee must bow, every tongue surely must confess. And can't nobody do it for you. Everybody's gotta take this test. You see, mother can't
stand for you.
Father can't
stand for you.
Sister can't
stand for you.
Not
even your brother.
You gotta stand there,
stand there,
stand right there, right there, right there. Makes no difference who you are. You gotta stand right there. Makes no difference what you've done. It don't matter. Still, you gotta
Center. Stand right there. Stand right there. We're close to the top of the hour. We're about 3 minutes to the top of the hour, and we want to thank you for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. And a little earlier ago, we were talking about the gospel promoters, and there were three that definitely are pioneers. There were pioneers before they left us. Brother Jane Thomas, and many of you are very familiar in North Carolina. Brother James Thomas was the CEO, owner, and was the radio host for WLLE in Raleigh. That was one of the most popular radio gospel network station around North Carolina, and it was a AM station. Isn't that something? It was an AM station, and that's all everybody talked about was Brother Jane Thomas, WLLE. He was one of the very first gospel promoters that started a gospel quartet in this area in Raleigh, North Carolina, and around the surrounding area in North Carolina. And he brought major groups in from all around the world, you name it, and he had them on the program in Raleigh at the Civic Center. And when he brought them in, he brought in a package that you would not believe. And I was able to attend some of the programs that he brought to Raleigh, North Carolina. I remember I went 1 year. There was the blind boys from Birmingham, Alabama, the five blind boys, the Dixie Hummingbirds. It was also the Pilgrim Jubilees, the Sensational Nightingales. And who else was on there? The Jackson Southerners. It was, who was it? It was not Slim. It wasn't Slim, but it was Willie Neal Johnson and the Gospel Keynotes. Also, who else was on that package? Oh, my goodness, the William Brothers. It was a package, a phenomenal package, and people just really enjoyed themselves. And that's the way he always brought them in. He brought in a package that would really blow your mind, and people really still talk about it today. So he's definitely going to be missed. Brother Jane Thomas was the CEO of WLLE in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're right at the top of the hour. Got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. We'll be back and talk a little bit more about two other promoters in North Carolina was very popular promoters and brought in major artists as well, Brother Ike Hargrove and Brother Dickie Harris. We'll be right back right after this. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in ADG.
I do everything I do for the Lord. I do.
sideshow. I try to be real, because I've never been fake and I've never been phony. Or I get somewhere and be still. Every time I clap my hands for the Lord, I do it all. I show, I try to be real, because I've never been fake, and I've never been phony. I get somewhere and be still. Oh, every time I do my thing, mother love, I do it.
Christian.
that means means I'm far from perfect.
One of these days.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. It's the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the morning show with the Chatham County Country Boy from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. From 11 to 2 with the Anointed One. And from 2 to 5, catch the evening drive with the Farmer Boy on the NFI.
You've been listening to Elder
Peace and Grace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Elder Kara Harris, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry. We invite you to join us here at NFI Radio Gospel Network Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Sometimes we preach, sometimes we teach. We may even have discussions. Join us and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to join Elder Kerry Harris every Tuesday at 1 p.m. And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Therefore I say unto you, O come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and it's a joy to be here today. It's a joy to always go into the word of the Lord and study his word. My secretary said unto me last week, she said, you know, she said, I know we just had Bible study, but I would love to have Bible study again. I think she wants to have Bible study every day, and I think it's a good idea. I said, well, when you want to have Bible study, just come on, we'll have Bible study. And I get excited about it because, you know, God's been good to me. My heart has not lost twice. Yet it's still beating today. And I think, ooh, what an awesome God we serve. And I get excited about just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Today we're going to go into St. John, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at the first verse, and this is what it says. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's Jesus talking there. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. And it's verse 7, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Now, I want to use for a subject today, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Now, to know Jesus, you need to know who his mother was. You need to know who his father was. And you need to know why he was born. Saying all that, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you today for this opportunity to come to the congregation of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I open my mouth, minimize me while you make yourself known to the people that they may know you, hallelujah, in the pardon of their sin. Father, we thank you now because you woke us up this morning clothing our right mind with the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you, Father, for all you have already done for us, for what you're doing for us, and what even those things that you're going to do. For it's Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Amen. Now I want to know, do you know Jesus today? Now, I see that Donald Trump is running for president, and so is Hillary Clinton. Do you know Donald Trump, or do you know of Donald Trump? You know all of this rhetoric that he is saying, all of the things that he have called women, the things that he have said about black people, the things that he said about Hispanics and all of the other people that's coming into this country. You can pretty much know him by the things that he has said concerning us and concerning the people that's coming into this country. And we know that he don't think a whole lot about women because he has been changing his wives just like people change their underwear. When he get tired of one, he kick him to the curb and just get him another one. So we pretty much know Donald Trump. We know that he have a way about him that can be very vindictive. We know that. We know Hillary Clinton by the fact that when she was going through all that stuff with her husband, when he was in office and this Monica Lewinsky stuff, we know that she didn't just quit and walk away. You know, a lot of women would have just walked away from their husbands, but she married him for better or worse. She got some worse, but she still stuck it out with her husband. And I was thinking now somebody needs to lay hands on him so that he would know who Jesus is. He would know Jesus. And a lot of times people don't realize, but when you lay hands on somebody, you are imparting the anointing of God on that person. I said somebody need to lay hands on them because when we have a person in charge, the nation will follow the person in charge, and so we don't want to go off out there in left field somewhere. We want to follow Christ because we noticed that when Israel had a righteous king, they always did the right thing. They always walked in the will of God. But as soon as they got them evil kings, the whole nation went astray. But so what I want to know today is, do you know Jesus? Now, these men walked with him 3 years. Jesus called them as he walked by different places. He called them, and they got up, and they followed him. And after walking with him right at 3 years, they still didn't know Jesus. But when he said he was going away to prepare a place for them, he was coming again, and they didn't understand. And I can't say that I would have understood back there in those days, but in this day and age, there's no reason why we can't look back and see what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. We can call on the name of Jesus. When we're in his will, we can call on the name of Jesus. And he said he'll do whatever we want. He'll give us what we want. And I've heard some people say, well, he might not give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need. But in Mark, the 11th chapter, he said, those things that you desire when you pray, that's assuming that you are going to pray, and it assumes that you're going to call on the name of Jesus. And we shouldn't just wait until we get in a bind to call on the name of Jesus. We should call on Jesus every day. When we get up, I feel like Jesse the Planets does. And you don't know who Jesse the Planets is, he's a TV preacher. Excuse me, he have a lot of humor. But the things that he's saying is totally true. Jesse said when he get up in the morning time, the first thing he said is, good morning, Jesus. He said, Jesus says to him, good morning, Jesse. And that's what I like to do. Get up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus. Lord, I thank you because you woke me up this morning. Lord, and I thank you for that breakfast that you're going to let me eat today. And Lord, I thank you even for letting me taste what you're going to give me to eat today. I know Jesus because I know that he died. He went on the cross. He went by way of the grave. He got up, he came out of the grave, and then he gave us a commission to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. And he said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So you see, what we need to do is trust him in all things. If you know him, you will know that your Father is God, Jehovah. You want to know that his mother was Mary. She was a teenager when the angel came and told her that she was going to bear a son, and that son was going to be of God. No man, no human man had ever physically laid hands on her. But this child that she was going to have was going to be the son of the Most High. And she should call his name Emmanuel, or God be with us. Hallelujah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I just thank God for Jesus. Yes, I know Jesus. I know that he grew up and he knew who his father was. I know that when they went to pay, Mary Joseph went to pay their taxes into the city of Jerusalem, when Jesus went missing, they had gone back 3 days on the way back home, and they couldn't find Jesus. He was in his father's house, and he was teaching those grown men. I know Jesus. I know that Jesus is the Son of God because he was in there teaching him, teaching the old men what his father had said. I know Jesus because Jesus died for me. I know Jesus because he gave us directions in his words. He gave us instructions as to what we need to do. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. His commandments, he said, is not grievous to keep. Hallelujah. All you have to do is love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Hallelujah. You need to love your brothers and sisters. You need to just have faith in God or just trust God with everything, every little minor detail of your life. We know that Jesus trusted God with everything. He even trusted him to let him go to the cross and die. Hallelujah. He was sinless. I know that about Jesus. He had committed no sin. Yet he was willing to go pay a penalty for something that he hadn't done. He knew that it was going to be very painful because they were going to put spikes in his hands. They knew that he was going to put, they were going to put spikes in his feet. They knew, he knew that they were going to thrust him through in his side. Hallelujah. He I know Jesus, because we don't have enough gumption sometimes to forgive. But we know that when they brought the woman to Jesus, that they said they caught in the very act of adultery, he forgave her immediately. He just said, well, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm going to make you squirm and I'm going to just make you suffer a while. I know Jesus because I know that Jesus loves me. The reason I know Jesus loves me is because the Word said so. Jesus is the Word. Jesus, I know Jesus because Jesus told us who he was. He told us. He walked on the water. Only God could do that. I know Jesus is God in the flesh. I know Jesus was born of a woman. I know Jesus is the lily of the valley. I know Jesus is the bright and morning star. I know Jesus, hallelujah, is love. Excuse me. But we need to know who Jesus is. There's a song that we used to say. Excuse me. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. We are the children of God. We need to trust God. When you say Jesus, it's really the same thing as saying God. Jesus went on the cross and he died for me. And that's what we need to do. We need to take it personally. And that is the devil trying to prevent me from giving this message, because I haven't coughed all day until now. We need to trust God with our children. We need to trust God with our money. When we want something, we need to ask for it in Jesus' name. Jesus is the only name whereby men must be saved. If you know Jesus, you will love Jesus. He said, we don't need to go around worried about everything, verse 1, chapter 14 of St. John, so let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is one of the Trinity, one portion of the Trinity. And you don't let your heart be troubled. You don't worry about everything that come along. Because when I plan something, I have part A and I have plan B, just in case plan A don't work out. Jesus got plan A because he don't need plan B, because he already know the outcome of the situation before it starts. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said that God knew him before he was conceived into his mother's womb. He knew him while he was in his mother's womb, and he anointed him when he come forth from his mother's womb. So if I say Jesus and if I say God, I say it the same thing. I just use a different word. And it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's in heaven. When Jesus came to earth, he came with the intention of going back to heaven. But just like Jesus, when I want to go to heaven too. But I don't want to go by myself. I want to come somebody with me. That's why Jesus came so that he could carry us back. He wanted to prepare a place for us to stay. And he didn't just say he was going to put us in a little hut. He was going to prepare a mansion. A mansion is something that's very grand. So do you know Jesus? Do you know that Jesus wants to give you the very best of everything that he had? The very best. Hallelujah. He wants to give you the Gucci of what he has. And if all these things were not so, he said, I would have told you. He's going to prepare a place for us. He said, and then he's going to come again. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Because he wants us to be with him. Because the next thing he said, that where I am, there you may be also. And he's not going anywhere that he don't want us to go. Because verse 4 said, and wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. But Thomas, bless his heart, he was a doubter. He didn't know who Jesus was. Paul didn't know who Jesus was. After Paul baptized Jesus, and the heavens opened up, and God said from heaven, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. But yet when Paul went to jail, he said, go and ask Jesus, is he the one we're looking for, or should we look for another? Now, he should have known that it was Jesus, that was God, and that was the Savior of the world. And we're getting into the season now that we celebrate his death, birth, death, and resurrection. Paul should have known that Jesus was who he said he was. Hallelujah. I just thank God for Jesus today. Do you thank God for Jesus today? Do you think he's an awesome God today? So how well do you know him? Do you know that when Jesus left, he gave us the authority to do all the things that he was doing? To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to call those things to be not. In other words, those things that are not as though they have already happened. If you can see it in the spirit realm, you can call it out of the spirit realm. Hallelujah, because God said, what we bind up on earth, he will bind up in heaven. And then he said, what we loose on earth, he would loose in heaven. In other words, if there's a demonic spirit, we got the right and we have the authority to bind that spirit up. We can put a muzzle in that spirit's mouth and they have to speak. Get it, shut up, don't say nothing. Hallelujah. And then when we got a vexing demon bothering our spirit, we got a right to bind them up. Hallelujah. If we bind them up, then God is going to bind them up. And he can't do a thing, hallelujah, to us. Hallelujah, because we got authority to do whatever God said. Hallelujah. When I walked into the hospital, and that lady, this was a two-time thing, and it was a woman one time and a man one time. Both of them had massive heart attacks. And I told them hearts what God said. God said, by his stripes, heart, listen to me, by his stripes, you were healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you that God put you in their heart to pump blood through this body. And in the name of Jesus, I demand that you go and do it right now. Hallelujah. I bind up every blockage. I tell every blockage to pop open in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I'm taking authority away from you, devil. Hallelujah. I'm putting a bit in your mouth. You can't do nothing but what I tell you to do. Hallelujah. I know Jesus will bring to pass those things that I say. That's why I know that I'm not going to just let anything come out of my mouth, because I know that if I say it, God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether I go. In other words, Thomas didn't even know where Jesus was going. He didn't even know where he had come from. But he did ask a question because he was trying to get some information. He said, and how can we know the way? He had walked with Jesus 3 years, but he didn't know where Jesus had come from. He didn't know where he was going, but he was trying to get some information. If you try to find out who Jesus is, you will know who Jesus is. Thomas, that we call Thomas a doubter. But when Thomas saw what Jesus did in the upper room that day, when he just walked on in through the wall, he didn't even ask a knock. He just was there. When Thomas saw that, Thomas knew who Jesus was. And then when Paul said that the person asked Jesus was who he said it was, did he need, well, they need to look for somebody else. Instead of Jesus telling, yeah, I'm that person, he said, go tell him those things that you have seen. Because, see, you might not believe who I am, but if you see the things that I've done, that should tell you who I am. That's the word for the day. I just want you to check yourself and see, do you know who Jesus is? Do you know what he's capable of? Do you know what he has given you the authority to do? Know what your authority is. And the word said it was him that gave you the power to get well. Hallelujah. You can't even gain nothing unless Jesus do it. You can't do that. You can't even breathe because Jesus don't give you the authority to do it. So understand how powerful God is, because you can think as much as you want to, but you can't think of all the power that God himself has got and how much Jesus has got. So today I want to leave with you to think on these things, all things that are good, all things that are pure, all things that are lovely. Think on these things, casting down imaginations. When the devil come up into your head saying that Jesus got the right, has given you the authority to cast those imaginations down. When the devil tell you, you sick and you ain't going to get well, you can say in the name of Jesus, because I know who Jesus is. Jesus have already died for this sickness. So in the name of Jesus, I'm sending it straight back to hell where it came from. If you want to know who Jesus is, and the devil tell you, you know what? You losing your mind. In the name of Jesus, I've already lost my mind. Because the word told me to let the mind be in me. It was also in Christ Jesus. When I died to sin, hallelujah, I decided to let the mind be in me. It was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my whole faith. Thank you, God. Hallelujah for this day. Thank you for letting me know who you are. Lord, thank you for letting me recognize you. Hallelujah. When you come into my life, Lord, I thank you for all of these people. Hallelujah. That's listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, bless Reverend Thurman Cunningham in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, there's some things that he needs right now. Hallelujah. He hasn't told anybody. But there's something that he needs that he hasn't told anybody. Lord, you bring it to pass for him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I speak to cancer in the name of Jesus. And I say to you, come out, shrink, and disappear into anybody that's listening to me. We glorify you, Father. We thank you. For us in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore, till we come back together again on next Tuesday. In Jesus' name, amen.
That he opened all of heaven, and been listening to Elda Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills, seem like things are getting bleaker.
Every day.
Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
Ooh, and here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
Either way.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Feel
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach L.C. Davis.
This is him.
Hey, hey, my name is Marcus. My mom and them live next door to you, the Patterson, Mr. and Mrs. Patterson. My mom and daddy live next door to you. And I was calling because y'all got a pecan tree in y'all backyard that's, I mean, right on the fence line. And it keep, you know, pecans and stuff keep falling over into my mom and them yard. So I'm calling to see if y'all can do something, man, where y'all can pick up, I mean, my mom and them got a little older. You know, we've been picking them up for a long time. But I need somebody to, like, maybe you can cut the limbs back that's hanging over so that they won't, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom and them yard. Because, you know, for them to be bending over like they're picking up them pecans, it's a lot of them. So, Mr. Davis, I just wanted to holler at you and see if you don't mind maybe cutting the limbs back. Because even when we turn the lawnmower on and stuff, man, it just, you know, the pecans and stuff be coming out of the lawnmower just shooting all over the place.
Well, first of all, my pecan tree is an old pecan tree, and it's fought well. And I can't see me cutting it. You can't hire nobody to maintain your yard. But, I mean, it's your mother. You can maintain your mother's yard.
Sir, I go by my mother's house, you know, every other day and check on them, but I don't have time to go in the back and pick up pecans and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you just, it don't seem no more than like maybe four or five limbs that's hanging over there, but them four or five limbs, I mean, they there's a lot of pecans falling off of there.
But
so
it's
if you
shady. My pecan tree is shady. I goes back there. There's no kind of nothing back there.
Okay,
you can hire
sir.
Someone to rake the yard, whatever.
Sir,
I'm not cutting my tree.
Sir, listen. What I'm trying to get you to do is I don't want you cutting your entire tree down. I just want you to cut a few limbs, sir. So you know those are the ones that are hanging over. It won't be, you know, the pecans won't be falling over into my mom's and them yard. And you know, like I say, they older now, man. They can't be bending over like that. So, you know, I'm just coming to you as a man right now and asking you, will you please cut this down so these pecans can quit falling over my mom and them yard.
Well, I'm asking you, all you can do is hire someone. Okay, someone, I know your mother don't cut your yard.
It's a guy that cuts the yard, but even when he cutting the yard, these pecans is flying out from underneath the lawnmower. They sooner or later, we're going to be breaking windows over there.
What kind of lawn person you have that don't pick up before they cut?
Why am I arguing with you about picking up stuff and all of this? I'm asking you to cut up five limbs so these doggone pecans are falling off my mama's yard.
Man, I'm not. You want to cut? You
going to make me come over here and cut the whole... I will come cut the whole tree down.
I grew that tree from when I was a kid, and that tree going
to
stay...
Sir, look, I didn't ask you like a man to cut your pecan tree down. Now, I ain't finna have...
You know what? No, you bad enough, you come cut it.
Look, sir, this evening, it's either going to be two things happening. Either you going to cut these five limbs that I won't cut, or I'm going to cut the pecan tree down.
That's why I carry a 357 run something here. That's my tree. Come on. I'm here right now. Come on.
Is you over there right now? Your name is listed in the phone book, L.C. Davis. Why you can't just put the gun down and throw these hands like a real man? Why you can't do that? Why you can't put the gun down and throw these hands like a real man? Why you can't do that? What you say about my mama? I tell you what, let me ask you this right here. Why you gotta have the gun? Why we can't just throw these hands like real men do? Make a pecan pie? I don't want no pecan pie. We don't even eat pecan pie. Got to do something about this, man. Now I'm trying not to hurt you, old man. I really am.
Hurt me? I'm in your mama driveway. Do what you
get out. You get out my mama driveway right now. Get out my mama driveway. Well, you get out my mama driveway. You get out of it. You get out of my mama driveway. You get out of my mama.
Come on.
Get out of my mama driveway.
Baby, go cook me something to eat, because I'm going to sit here. I'm waiting at you at your mama house. Come on with it.
You just got pranked by your brother Milton.
You say Milton did it.
Yeah, listen, LC, do me a favor. First of all, get out them people yard. Go back to your yard.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
Wait a minute. LC, you got to pull up, dog. Go put the 357 up. All right? Ain't nobody mad about your pecan tree, none of that. Go put it up. Ain't nobody finna cut it down. Ain't nobody tripping. You all right? Hey, man, your brother, y'all in, where y'all listen to, y'all close to the station and where y'all at?
I live in Lake Charles. Now, I listen to y'all every day.
You all right, though? You good? Your pecan tree all right, everybody? You back in your yard, man?
Yeah, Yeah, man. Now, I could have killed that boy mama or something, boy.
Okay, man. Please don't do that. All right, man. You put the pistol up?
Yeah, I done put it up. My blood pressure ain't gone down.
All right, man. I want you to look here. Make sure the pistol ain't nowhere around when you're running to your brother Milton, all right? Man, you take it easy.
All right, you too, man.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Putting up with me, and I'm sorry you've had to deal with me. I haven't done right, haven't been pleasing in your sight, but give me some time to make it right. I'll go the extra mile, don't want to make you frown, just to do it your way. Lord, have your way, I'll do whatever it takes. Lord, I'm begging you, begging you to stay. Lord, I'm begging you to stay. Let me say one more thing now. I know that I messed up over a thousand times, but you always forgave me. I'm so glad to call you mine. Now, Father, you've been there from the thick and the thin, down through the years, Jesus. You've been my only true friend. I call on you, you sing me through. I'm standing on your
about the condition of our world. Whenever you watch the news, whenever you read the newspaper, there's always bad news. Kind of makes you long for a place that the Bible talks about, where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. I want to put it in song, express the way I feel. I want to go where the thunder don't roar,
where the thunder don't roar,
there where chilly winds don't blow,
chilly winds don't blow.
I want to go above where the rain don't blow,
when I leave this world
to return,
to return.
When I leave,
when
I leave,
this
yeah,
world,
oh yeah,
to return, no more.
Let me say that one more time. I wanna go, 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 where the thunder don't roll,
where the thunder don't roll.
Wanna go somewhere where chilly winds don't blow.
I wanna go there,
yeah.
When I'm leaving this world to return,
no more.
Won't have to cry no more.